Silly Side, written by AO3 Time, read by Raven. Summary. Sometimes Bruce thinks his soft spots are more transparent than they are. The Kent farm is nice. A little too hot, maybe, and a little too buggy, but nice. Especially since Tim upgraded the Wi-Fi. Bruce has wanted to do it himself for years, but it always felt like doing so would be acting like a workaholic and betraying the serene nature of the great outdoors. Strategically not noticing when Tim did it felt much better. Damien and John spent the day outside making an obstacle course, while Tim's been helping Con redecorate his room. Dick, Steph, and Duke helped. Clark and Lois with the new litter of puppies. And Jason, Cass, and Alfred made pies with Ma. Everyone's been trickling in for supper, and Bruce has to admit, it's nice seeing his kids sporting that particular mixture of invigorated and relaxed that the Kent farm always seems to bring up. Pa, just call me Jonathan, Kent, has been stuck inside with a sprained ankle while Bruce, not on your life, not even in my head, I'll just strategically avoid calling you anything, Wayne, has been tasked with keeping him company so he doesn't push himself. It's nice hearing Pa reminisce about Clark and give Bruce occasional ammunition. And the man has had so few opportunities to talk about his kid without filtering out Kryptonian details. Pa had just finished telling a story about dressing up as Yogi Bear to match 7-year-old Clark's boo-boo costume on Halloween, and Bruce is quietly planning strategies to get his hands on photographic evidence when Clark wanders in, kids trailing behind him like ducklings. Clark knows that no one else hears like him, but when he's relaxed, he'll continue conversations the moment he's in eyesight, as if he's been standing in the room the whole time. I still can't believe you wore that heavy bear suit for so long on the hottest Halloween in a decade. If I really understood how overheated it made you feel, I never would have asked, Clark says sheepishly as he starts grabbing silverware to set the table. Pa chuckles. Now don't you worry about that. It wasn't your job to be looking after me. Doing silly things to make your child happy is part of raising kids. You do things you never would have done for anyone else when it's for your kid. I walked around for a whole week with a strainer on my head when you were a toddler because it gave you the giggles. Bruce smiles fondly. Well, that's certainly true. Once Dick started bringing out my silly side, it was all downhill from there. Bruce feels the automatic coil of muscles that comes with feeling watched. A quick glance around the room confirms that he is being watched, or rather, stared at. Your what side? Duke asks. Bruce can tell there's no right answer to this question, but he doesn't know why. My silly side? Dick is giggling, breaking the tension of the room, but not in a way that makes Bruce feel like he's off the hook. I'm going to need you to explain exactly what you think your silly side is, B, his eldest demands. With a PowerPoint, Tim adds. Yes, please, Jason chimes in, looking gleeful. Bruce feels like the punchline to a joke he doesn't really understand, but he also feels like his kids are all happy, having a good time, and eager to tease him, but also to connect with him. Bruce gives his most long-suffering sigh. I'll have my reports in your desk by next Monday, then, he concedes. Sure, he looks ridiculous with the obvious twinkle in his eye. The end. Thank you for listening.